It's Friday, June 12, 2020, and I'm Dave Sommer. Two things to know today. Microsoft makes their move on facial recognition, and the trend is here. And let's think about words and technology. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft has joined the growing list of companies who will not sell facial recognition to U.S. police departments. This statement follows IBM and Amazon earlier this week. Quote, "This is a moment in time that really calls on us to listen more, to learn more, and most importantly, to do more," Brad Smith from Microsoft said on Washington Post Live. "Given that, we've decided that we will not sell facial recognition tech to police departments in the United States until we have a national law in place, grounded in human rights, that will govern this technology." In response to Smith's comments, the American Civil Liberties Union said, quote, "When even the makers of face recognition refuse to sell the surveillance technology because it is so dangerous, lawmakers can no longer deny the threats to our rights and liberties." Why do we care? This is clearly a trend, a pattern. Technology meets regulation. That's the clear takeaway today. Technologists will continue to develop and push technologies forward. That shouldn't stop and will continue. That's the point of the business. Regulation is about the guardrails society wants. And, as the ACLU observes, it's time for lawmakers to step up. Your action is activism. You have a lawmaker, and you can lend your experience here. You care because they need your expertise. I'm starting with a why we care, telling the story, and then revisiting the why do we care. We care on this next story because words matter. The story. There is a growing movement by technologists to re-examine the words used around technology, quoting from CNET. The terms master and slave, used to describe the relationships between two computer hard drives and or between two camera flashes, have come under scrutiny because of their association with America's history of slavery. Similarly, whitelist and blacklist, terms for allowing and denying access to a service, are being revisited because of their potentially racial overtones. Photographer Teresa Baer wrote, quote, that it's time to make way for our black community by banishing the use of master and slave to refer to how flashes are controlled. Can you imagine being on a set with a black human and the photographer yells to the assistant, "Hey, can you put it in slave mode?" Baer asked. The full article is in the show notes. Why do we care? Been thinking a lot recently about actions around the movement, and I don't have fully formed ideas or opinions. I'm listening a lot. However, saying words do matter is something I have always believed. I do recognize and acknowledge an intense, rapid moment of change that some may not be processing well. The New York Times has an article detailing the rapid shift in public opinion regarding support for Black Lives Matter, a 28-point shift in 2 weeks, which is equivalent to the change of the previous 21 months. That's nearly 2 years of change in 2 weeks. The statement about work on a photo set makes you think about the words not for yourself, but for those they may impact. If the process of change is a marathon to be run, that we are just getting started, I can understand those who might be paralyzed at the starting line, and I can reach my hand out to offer to help. That said, the wave of change is coming, and you do need to get running. It's moving, and it isn't going to wait for you. Some steps are big, and some are small, but they all do matter. For me, I'm going to be aware of these words and the meaning they have to others that I need to see from another's perspective. And as a podcaster, I want to have to listen more rather than always talk. Third tier, the idea that it's not the first or second level tech support that you're dealing with. The third tier is the real deal. Since 2008, the company Third Tier offers current and former Microsoft MVPs that you can access to help you through a problem, do the part of a project you aren't familiar with, or even help you make a plan so you don't miss an important step. In all time zones, the best won't compete with you because supporting IT pros is all they do. Embedded with the sense of community that made them MVPs, you can invoke the Third Tier just by opening a ticket. Find out more at thirdtier.net or follow on social for all their free educational resources. Thanks for listening. There's a bonus episode on Sunday and regular news episode back on Monday. Have a great weekend.